It's Doug and Kim from your family-friendly morning show with an opportunity to catch up with Jim Caviezel, probably most famous for his role as Christ in The Passion of the Christ. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
I guess the first question off the bat has to be, how does a person go about preparing to play the part of Jesus?
Well, I every day I walked on my pool at least twice.
That's great.
I know. I think for that character, I spent most of my life preparing, first through the practice of my faith, then, you know, inevitably while doing a baptism by fire, working on the Passion. The experience from the Passion helped me enormously and cast a strong shadow over my performance on the Word of Promise.
You know, when you were working on the movie, the setting really put you in that place, kind of that time and place. But what were some of the other things that you did that inspired you as far as researching the whole character?
Well, I obviously spent a great deal of time looking at my script. And then, of course, that wasn't enough. And I then really started to explore the Bible a lot more and reading about the only thing I had in my character was the Bible. But I obviously had to read it in a way where I was internalizing everything. And that led me to speaking to the producer, Carl Amari, who flew out and met me. And I said, you know, we're doing this in Aramaic and Hebrew and Latin, but I've really got a great English version of this that I'd love to put down on tape somewhere. And that led to the Word of Promise, audio Bible.
Well, Jim, we're very excited to have opportunity to give away some copies of that. I guess this was an easier portrayal of Christ in this Word of Promise audio Bible, as you said, being in English versus having to figure out a whole other language. What do you believe is going to be the impact of the Word of Promise?
I think that it's the cinema of the mind. The only thing that you're not experiencing in this versus a film is there's no visual image. But just like a film, we brought in a composer, Stefano Minetti, renowned in Europe and one of my favorite, and he did 25 hours of music on this, just like you have in a film. And also, like when you saw in The Passion, the scourging scenes, those had to be recreated, even though they made noises there because of cinematic music and sound, and it has to all be controlled. Again, we did that in this. I would say the difference between this and any other audio Bible would have to be the difference between The Passion of the Christ and any other religious film.
Hmm.
When I came back for a two-week break while filming The Passion, I was up for Superman, and I came in, and I looked like, you know, super skinny and very emaciated, and I lost the role because of that. But the director was kind of, you know, Mel doing this religious film, kind of going off his rocker kind of thing, And Hollywood really didn't realize that a film like that could be that powerful. Most people don't realize how powerful an audio Bible can be, well, until they hear this.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, just looking at it to see the talent, I mean, including yourself. I mean, there are people like Richard Dreyfuss and other people who are lending their talents to this to really make it special. I think that's what was really great about Mel Gibson doing The Passion of the Christ, you know, adding that quality of just making sure that it's done right.
Most of them are, see, if you really tell the story about Jesus, then you're going to have a controversial story. And what I found is they're usually watered down. And most actors, the real good ones, they're not drawn to that. They're drawn to the truth. They're drawn to real powerful things. And the Marissa Tomei, Stacy Keach, who plays T. Stacy Keach, who is amazing in this, does St. Paul. Like, I believe it's him when I hear him. Michael York doesn't get in the way. His narration, Lou Gossett Jr., so eloquent in this. And these voices, they're very, very skilled. They're not just celebrities. These are well-trained actors. There are 120 of these guys. It's just the New Testament. We begin the Old Testament. But this, Lou Diamond Phillips, Luke Perry, John Schneider, Ernie Hudson, Kimberly Williams, on and on. I, of course, play Jesus in this. And whatever we did, I came back to it. People have to understand the Word of God like they've never understood it before. That they could be right now in your car and you're driving and you hear this. I promise you, you'll go back and you'll want to go back in your car. And even though you're stuck in traffic, you'll want traffic to go on forever because it's like turning off the Passion of the Christ. You couldn't do it.
Well, and we are certainly blown away, Jim, having heard this. It's 20 CDs, 20 hours, and you can find out more at thewordofpromise.com. The website has a great trailer, thewordofpromise.com.